This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illa Allah.
The fourth category of sunnah prayers. مَا تَسُنُّ لَهُ الْجَمَاعَةُ وَهُوَ ثَلَاثَةُ أَنْوَاعُ. Those salawat that it is encouraged, that it is encouraged to have a congregation, a jama'ah. Okay? So these ahadith, these salawat, it is sunnah to come together and have salatul jama'ah. Number one, التراويح, صلاة التراويح. وهي 20 ركعة بعد العشاء في رمضان. And تراويح is 20 ركعات after صلاة العشاء in the month of Ramadan. And this is the well-known صلاة التراويح. That the term تراويح does not occur in the hadith, by the way. The term تراويح does not occur in the hadith. Rather, it was a name given to it by the تابعون. By the tabi'un, and it is called tarawih from resting, because after every four raka'at, kanu yurawihun, they would rest. Okay? So it is called tarawih from resting, that after every four raka'at, they would pause for a while, and then they would rest. So it is called tarawih. And this is from the tabi'un, it is not from the Prophet ﷺ, salatul tarawih, but it is from the early, early part of Islam. Now, وَهِيَ عِشْرُونَ رَكْعَةً بَعْدَ الْعِشَاءِ فِي رَمَضَانِ. And salat al-tarawih is 20 raka'at after Isha in Ramadan. Now, the 20 raka'at, where does it come from? It comes from the actions of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. That it is reported that, now we all know in Ramadan, we go over this every single year, that our Prophet ﷺ observed tarawih two nights, not even three. Two nights. He observed Tarawih one night and the people prayed behind him. The next day in Ramadan, the masjid basically became full and they prayed behind him. The third day, the masjid was packed to capacity. But he didn't come out. And of course, in their adab, they didn't knock on his door or anything. He is Rasulullah, you're not going to disturb him. So they waited until Fajr. And he came out and he said that, I knew you were outside. It's not as if I was ignoring you. I knew you were outside. But I was worried that if I came and led you, it might become fard or it might be assumed to be fard. Okay? And this was the last year of his life. And that's the only thing that we know. That he allowed and encouraged the jama'ah in Ramadan. Now, we do not know how many rak'at he prayed. It's not mentioned. But we go by the asal of Aisha in Sahih Bukhari that the Prophet ﷺ never prayed in Ramadan or out of Ramadan more than 11 raka'at. Okay? Now, the Prophet ﷺ therefore did not establish it as a regular sunnah. So in the reign of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, nothing happened. He did not do anything. And the people prayed on their own. In the reign of Umar ibn al-Khattab, the people would come to the masjid every single night. And small groups would begin to pray by themselves. Ubay ibn Ka'b would lead one jama'ah. Ibn Mas'ud would lead another jama'ah. And they're all praying small groups in the masjid. And Umar ibn Khattab came one day and he saw all of these small groups in the masjid. And he said, we should gather all of these and make them one, rather than each one having his own. And so he commanded that Ubay, because Ubay was, our Prophet ﷺ said, he is aqra'ukum, he is the most knowledgeable of the qira'ah. He commanded Ubay, and in some versions Ibn Mas'ud, and the way you make jama' is that in some years it was Ubay, and some years it is Ibn Mas'ud, because Umar was Khalifa for 10 years. Okay, so he commanded Ubay to lead the salah, and he commanded them to lead 20 raka'at. 20 raka'at. And after every four they would take a break. And so later on it was called Tarawih, the Salah of Breaks. Now, from this, pretty much everybody said it should be 20. The Hanafis say 20. The Hanbalis say 20. And the Shafi'i say 20 as well. The only madhab that has a different number is the Malikis. And the Malikis say 36. 36. The Malikis say 36 raka'at. But where are there any Malikis? Any North Africans? Huh? Any Malikis over here in the audience? They're still praying. I want to ask whether in North Africa they actually pray 38 raka'at or not. 36, excuse me, not 38. 30, sorry, I said 38. Sorry, 36. 36 raka'at. And they in fact don't have any hadith or any athar. It's simply that they felt. So the way that it went is that the Shafi'i school was predominant in Mecca, or the precursor to the Shafi'i school, if you like. Imam Shafi'i was living in Mecca for a while as well, but that's not at this time. Imam Malik was the second of the four Imams, Imam Abu Hanifa, and then Imam Malik, and then Imam Shafi'i, who's a student, and then Imam Ahmad, who's a student. So Imam Ahmad studied from Imam Shafi'i, Imam Shafi'i studied from Imam Malik, right? And these three are one strand, and the Hanafis are a separate strand. So, and that's the Ahlul, anyway, a bit advanced here, but the point is that the Hanafi school is a different usul, it's a different understanding of many factors, and the other three are a different understanding of how to derive fiqh, and that also explains why the Hanafi madhab is so different in its fiqh than the other three madhab. But the point being, in the time of Imam Malik, there was a custom of the people of Mecca. Where was Imam Malik? Medina. There was a custom of the people of Mecca that after every four raka'at, they would perform tawaf and then continue. Can you imagine that now? Look at how lazy we are. Guaranteed 1 hour, 15 minutes back, huh? This is our guarantee at MIC or your money back, huh? And in those days, the people of Mecca would perform an entire tawaf after every four. So the people of Medina wanted to make up for that, and they had their way of calculating, and they said, khalas, 36 raka'at is how we will compensate for the fact we're not doing tawaf. Okay? And it just went into their madhab after this. It's not as if they have any athar, nothing. They know that this is not something, and that's why I don't think any of the modern Malikis actually do this. Now, as for the 8 raka'at or the 11 raka'at, this is the madhab of what is called the Ahlul Hadith or the non-madhabists, if you like. And they make a very big deal of this because of the hadith of Aisha that the Prophet ﷺ never prayed more than 11. So they say 8 and then 3 is 11. Okay, and they make a very big deal of this. But the fact of the matter is that this is a minority opinion historically. And our Prophet ﷺ, him doing something is not the same as his commanding it. It is true he did something, and that is the ideal. But when he commanded, what did he tell the companion? Pray 2, 2, 2, 2. Until when you think it's Fajr, pray the Witr. He did not tell him, pray 2, 2, 2 until you get to 8, then stop. Rather, he said, pray 2, 2. And that is why Umar ibn Khattab had no problem increasing it to 20. Because when you're praying in a large jama'ah, you cannot lead every rak'ah of an hour or 45 minutes like the Prophet would do. You have to make it short so that people who need to leave, who need to go to the bathroom, need to take care of their kids, need to get to work the next day. This is from the fiqh of Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, that you cannot pray tahajjud, each rak'ah is going to be an hour long or even half an hour long. You cannot do that. When you have 500 people in the masjid, you need to take into account that there are elderly, there are weak, there are children, there are people who have their needs. So that time, you break it into smaller chunks. So people come in, come out, come in, come out. Whoever needs to leave, leave. And this is from the fiqh of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and that's why the madhab adopted it. It makes sense that it's easier for the people to have smaller chunks of 10 minutes each rather than 50 minutes each. And this is the sunnah from the time of Umar ibn al-Khattab, and there's no problem at all. Now the only reason we do it here, 8, is not because of the fact that I or anybody in our administration thinks that 8 is the way it should be done. Rather, we are become so lazy, and so life is so difficult, that even those 20 raka'at, we have to cut back to 8 in the small bits that we do. We do a page in every raka'ah, which is what, if we did 20 raka'at, it's also a page per raka'ah, right? So we would spend double the amount of time if we did 20 raka'at. That's the only reason why I'm saying personally from our masjid standpoint. It's not because I think that we can only pray 8 and then witr, not. Quite the contrary. I am with the majority of scholars that 20 is better. Of course 20 is better because there's more sajdas. There's more ruku', there's more Qur'an. 20 would be better because the more sajdas you have, the more thawab you get, right? But because of time constraints, that's the only reason that we are praying even, not even the 20, forget tawaf. Forget that. We need to get out of here in an hour and 15 minutes, correct? So because of this, it's something that I have adopted here in the masjid. Otherwise, there's no problem in 20, and it is in fact the majority position. So the first of the Salat al-Jama'ah is Salat al-Tarawih.
فيا ذلي ويا خجلي إذا ما قال لي ربي أما استحييته تعصيني ولا تخشى من العتب وتخفي الذنب عن خلقي وتأبى في الهوى قربي فتب مما جنيت عساك